Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let me take my reading glasses. Where, you see them in there, Evan?
Well, they're your Gucci frame glasses. They don't look like they're too big for reading glasses. Dude, you got a coat on that makes you look like Han Solo in Empire Strikes Back. I love it. You're going to the Giants game.
I'm going to the Giants game.
Maybe in one of those 1 million pockets you have on in the dead of summer, you might find your readers.
Well, it's probably going to be chilly tonight. Yeah. I don't know where they are, though.
Bring a bat. They could use you. That was a one. Thanks for the chuckle.
All right.
Good morning, Sonny.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Not
good
too
to
much.
See you.
Trying to figure it out.
Figure what out?
The Giants. They cannot HIT.
All right.
And that's what life's about.
We'll see. You okay?
Yeah, they all just right. Hit into some tough luck late in the game. I don't know what you're...
Well, 30 runs over the last 15 games. I can do the math. 1-4-3, Stoney. Come on, man.
I can do the math, too. They're 7-8 in those games.
All right, okay. So the math is still there on the season, but just overall, when you're in a division with the likes of the Padres, with Tatis, Machado, and the Dodgers, and Ohtani, who I got a crush on them, and Freeman, Stoney, I just want the Giant fans and myself to be able nightly to watch something offensively with some pizzazz and more flair. But if I can't get that, give us something better than what they're currently doing. Tell me this is subside and there's nothing to see here. Because they're over 500.
They are, yes, they're over 500. They're six games over 500.
Talk to me, man.
When have the Giants, since Barry Bonds, had a lineup that was feared with big boy names? That's just kind of not how they do it. We've got ourselves a pitcher's ballpark, but
you still got to score, Stoney.
Of course. I think most Giant fans, if you would have said, hey, this is where they're going to be this far into the season, they would say, I'll take it. See, this is and I was talking to Evan about this before you got here. They're not hitting over the last 2 weeks. That's obvious. But they're still right about where we thought, right? What was the goal of this team?
To make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're half game out of that third wild card.
You can't ignore a theme that might be developing. And that is, Stoney, I'm not pointing these guys out, but I just feel like when I watch these certain two individuals bat, it's the same at bat. Every game is Chapman, is Wade Jr., and Yaz. They're not bad ball players. And now your high-priced, hotshot commodity that you brought in from Milwaukee, Stoney, he's got nine errors, one behind Machado, who leads with 10. Like, what's going on there? Those are a lot of guys right now that have holes in their swing.
I mean,
we're talking bases loaded with no outs a couple times last night, second and third, and miss me on how hard a ball was hit. Just, it wasn't a hit.
All right, what? Here's my question. What's different, or what's different about this team, let's say, tangibly, in the past 2 or 3 years? Because I don't know about you, but to me, it feels like essentially they've had the same team.
Even with the addition of Adames.
That's one player.
No, but I thought it would be a domino effect with what he was doing, and it would trickle down to, you know, the guy that plays the hot corner right next to him, Chappie, and just the rest of the gang. And I know it's only June 2nd, Stani, so that may happen, but I'm just telling you, offensively, this team is boring.
I don't know that they're ever going to be exciting with the guys who are out there. Mm. You know, that lineup is not a scary lineup. And I told you, you look at a guy like Willy Adames. I mean, 2 years ago, he hit .217.
And I asked you, that was what month was that? You said on the season.
Yeah, he played 150 games 2 years ago.
So am I, and any Giant fan out there, Stani, overreacting it with the lack of production of the slow start? Because Buster just said it last week, it's early. You come to a new team, but it's more than just him. Just imagine if Ramos and Wilmer Flores weren't doing what they were doing. Then where would this team be at offensively? Like, you're talking about their record, Stani, 600. I mean, they were 11. They were 12, you know? So, I mean, it could change tonight. You could be coming here tomorrow, it could be 5. I don't want to sound like I'm panicking. I guess I'm just jealous. And we talked about you helping me out yesterday with how I'm feeling and all the negativity. I am disappointed in the Giants' bats this early on in the season, and I don't think that's a reach.
I think it's fair to be concerned about the bats, but let's talk about the Giants all the way around. Yeah. And again, they're right where we thought they'd be. Right. They're 6 games over .500. I don't think anybody, you know, the other thing that we've got to get used to here, clearly, is they're just not going to win the division, right? They're just not going to be able to win the division. So that is always going to...
Well, you're 3 back now.
Of
the Dodgers in the division.
You're not going to start doing this.
Oh, no, I'm just...
This is where we talked all about it yesterday.
It's June 2nd.
It's not realistic to think that the Giants are going to be able to win the division.
Okay. Now,
unfortunately, that's just the way it is.
But you wouldn't be mad at the greatest diehard that would not give up on that possibility yet. The Giants are not looking at the standings every time they go take the field, I'm sure. But Stein, they're going to try to play sound, fundamental baseball. But a fan, I don't like, that's the fun of it until, you know, it grows the other way.
I don't think even the biggest diehard Giant fan, like, again, you could hold out hope that maybe they'll have an unbelievable season like they did in, what, 21?
Yeah.
But I don't think that's really in the cards. But I don't really think there are diehard Giant fans out there that haven't conceded that the way they're going to have to get to the postseason is likely through the wild card. Yeah. And maybe it's the best it's going to be is the second wild card, because the Padres are also very good. Yeah.
So are the Phillies, Donnie.
It's funny. So, you know, the boss sent us a text earlier today, and he's like,
Matt Nahegian.
Yeah.
Nahegian.
And he's talking about the Giants and whether or not they're meeting expectations and whether or not they're still trying to figure something out, and which they've been doing for 4 or 5 years. Like,
what do you mean by that? Figure something out. Identify a star? Go get a star? Because Mike Trout, I believe, is available. And I was out on that, but Stani, I know you mentioned, you, Shasky, and I were just talking about him. He could be the Giants' Jimmy Butler, maybe. I mean, when he's healthy, we know what he is. He needs a change of scenery. And I just think this team is hemorrhaging for a name, some substance, too. And Steiny, he's been hitting the ball. I got him on my fantasy team. So I'm just asking you, when the boss types that, how do you read that? How does the Steiny computer compute, figure it out?
Well, I think if you look at the Giants the last several years, last 3 years, man, they have essentially been the same team. 81-81, 79-83, 80-82.
And no playoffs in those seasons.
And I think what the boss means, the Nahegan means, is how do they break out of this 500 malaise that they've had for the last 3 years? They're a 500 team, essentially, for three straight years. And right now, since their 12-4 start, they're 21-23, which is 500. So I think the question he's asking is, how do you break this cycle from an 80-win team to a high 80-win team year, 88-win team? And I think they thought, with Adames and Verlander to a lesser extent, and Ramos taking another step, which it looks like he may have, Chapman as solid as he's been his entire career, his numbers always seem to end up around the same spot. But again, we don't talk a lot of Giants, but when we talk about the Giants right now, unfortunately, we're talking about them as they're in the middle of a 2 week stretch where they can't score runs. They haven't scored more than four runs in 15 games.
Okay, but what if I went one step further and said, Steiny, we're talking about a ball club that hasn't even made the wild card in three seasons.
Right. So you got to. How do you break through?
And I'm going to say this to Buster, because I feel like he did what he was supposed to early. 7 years, $182 million to Adames. And you're right, Steiny. When it's all said and done, maybe he ends up where he normally is. But right now, that's the rat on the table brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Now, it's a team-wide offensive slump. And again, it's just me, Steiny, but like Lamont Wade Jr., I know he got hit, nothing broke. So, but I'm just like, man, it just feels like a bunch of guys cannot get the big hit with runners in scoring position. And last night, another night, what, 1-for-12? Like, that's bigger than a small sample size, you know? But I'll give it to you on the 2 weeks. You said we don't talk about them much, and now we're in the midst of talking about them when things are going bad. But if you allow me to, since the 107 or however many they won a few years back and lost to the Dodgers, I just want the team to be exciting. And I don't think they are right now. And Webb, how would you, I know up against it. Steiny, how would you feel if you're Webb? He's a modern day Matt Cain now.
How would I feel if I'm Webb?
Your ass off and, nobody's doing it on purpose. The hitters are sick, but Jesus. Robbie Ray, all of them.
888-957-9570 is the number. So Nahegan says, feels like we've talked about the same thing about the Giants for 3 years. And he wants to know, when are they going to get it right? But
wow,
what could they have gotten right? Sign a few more big-name free agents? Like, when are we going to learn that maybe big boy free agent hitters don't want to come here, or hitters don't want to come here. But I'm going to take the opposite side today as it relates to the Giants. 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants a third of the way through the season. They're not hitting right now, but they're hanging in there, and they're right there with the third wild card. Is it good enough for you? How you feeling about this team? 888-957-9570. We'll be back to talk more about it the other side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This would be your second pair of Lokes that you lost. You lost the last pair, and then
it's
you just
loke.
Called Lokes, glasses. So,
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, well, this is why I'm in your life. But listen, don't just give up and quit and order another pair. We'll
find
them.
I'm not.
All right.
And by the way, speaking of ordering another pair, congratulations.
Congrats.
You found your wallet.
Yeah, it knows. After I canceled everything. Hey, but it was just, and this is the one person I want to just, I asked my sister, Katina, I called her Sunday, hey, can you check my bed where I sleep? Because I sleep in my mom's bed, you know. And she goes, yeah, I checked, wallet not there. The damn wallet, Evan, is sitting right next to the pillow. So I played the trick on her. She came home to Norris from work yesterday. I put the wallet right in the driveway. Oh, I found your wallet. I found your wallet. Yeah, please. You didn't look Sunday when I asked, because had you did it, I wouldn't have had to cancel the cards. But anyway, found.
I didn't know you had a sister, Katani.
Katina.
Katina.
Are you dumb?
Did you, Evan?
He talks about her all the time.
I've never heard that name. Katina?
My boy.
Where's she
Katana. What is wrong with you?
It works the safe way in Union City.
Is she older or younger?
Younger. Yeah.
How many? I know you have an older brother.
Yeah, Rodney. You met him.
Huh.
Yeah.
All good things come in three.
There you go.
Here's the question I have for you, Guru. All right. You're not happy with where the Giants
well,
are
it's
at.
Not, hey!
You're not.
I know what you're doing.
You're not. There's
no.
Six games over. It's not good enough for you. And here we go
I
again.
I want some more sizzle. And I wanted that before the season, but I understand and appreciate good baseball. I'm just saying right now, Stani, are we so sure this thing is going to get rectified having these guys work it out? Or do you go get another bat? And am I just talking crazy when I talk about Mike Trout being Jimmy Butler? Like, man, the Giants deserve that. Look at this lineup. And again, Wilmer Flores deserves the Nobel Peace Prize to have a season like he had last year and have this bounce back, lead the team in homers. and RBIs. And I know Willard and Dibbs, you guys corrected me the other day when I go, well, he's the best hitter. I meant the clutches hitter, because I think Wilmer is the clutches hitter on this team. And Ramos is not far behind. But I guess, Donnie, you got a different look. The math is there. I'm with you. If this is just a bad early stretch, it's a bad early stretch. But what about what you just said? 162 times three. Those are a lot of baseball games, and this team is yet to qualify for the offs. And I think that's the goal, not the division, the goal.
All right, so if you're not crazy about where the Giants are and how they're hitting the ball, I'm just going to ask you, whose fault? Like, who do you blame mostly? Buster Posey?
No, he went.
Farhan? You blame Farhan Zaidi still? Is it going to be one of those things?
Where's Luciano at? Like, he almost is like Kuminga. Came up, he wasn't a shortstop, but Stani, what he could do is hit the ball, and now I think he's on his way, the fast track to getting back here.
Where's he going to play?
DH anywhere. Like, this team needs some bats, and he can swing it. Like, yeah, I'm serious.
Let me...
I'm not mad. I can't. That's too strong of a word. And I'm watching all my diehard Giant fans, Bonte, 49 and Frankie, Willard and Dibbs, Grandy, Shasky, everybody. Carter, just like they're perplexed. But I believe this offense will pick itself up.
All right, well, then you're answering your own question.
But what I want to do here is, you can't fall from the floor. But if your ultimate goal is to try to scare the Dodgers or Padres and not just say we're going to settle for the last wild card or whatnot, then you owe it to yourself, Stani, to go get a dude like a Mike Trout or somebody I'm not thinking about to just become more powerful offensively. You say what to that?
I say that's easy to say.
Yeah.
I say it's easy to say. I mean, you know, this to me is, should the Warriors go get Giannis? Sure, go get Giannis. Should they get Mike Trout? Sure, go get Mike Trout.
But they went and got Adamas, Stani. That was a big signing.
No, apparently it wasn't.
It's only June 2nd. But that's a lot
of
money.
You're arguing from every side. I don't know where you're coming from here. I feel like the Giants,
I'm not arguing,
for 15 games have not scored, and yet they're still 7-8. Okay. I actually look at that and say, clearly they've got a pitching staff that is incredible.
All right.
And
defense.
The fact that they have gone through a 15-game stretch where they've averaged 2 runs a game and somehow they've managed to be 7-8 over those games, I'm sorry. I look at that as a good thing.
All right.
Just because they could have gone 4-11 over those 15 games.
Okay, I'll tell you what. They got a young guy, Shasky's favorite, Eldridge in AA, first baseman. Would you think about, Stani, like just throwing the clock thing and control years out the window and call him up? Or do you want to call him up where the house is not on fire offensively? Hey, we're scoring runs. We want to get a look at you. I know you do that in September. But my point is, Stani, do you call him up and put him in kind of while the team's in a rut? Would that be the smart thing to do? Or how desperate do you think the Giants are? Or they're not desperate at all?
I don't think they're desperate at all as it relates to Eldridge, because I think if you've got a plan for Eldridge, and it feels like they might, that you can't speed up his process because of where the team's at.
He's now, a masher.
If you're talking about bringing a guy in here, yeah, I would much rather start with Mike Trout, and bringing him onto this situation. And then letting Eldridge do what he's going to do, and that's a decision Buster Posey and the front office have to make about the timing of that and whether it's going to be sooner or in the middle of the summer or late in the year or not at all. But I would not make a decision on Eldridge based on how the team is doing. I got to make that decision based on what they think of Bryce Eldridge and where he's at in his career.
Mm.
So my question is, how would you judge the San Francisco Giants through a third of the year? And you're going to hate it, but...
No, I'm not.
They're exactly where...
All right.
Like,
you looking big picture. I ain't mad at you.
They're exactly where we thought they would be
for now.
But they're reaching their goals, which is to compete for the third wild card, second or third wild card. They're wasting a lot there.
Yeah, they could be a lot better too, and they're wasting, you know, gems. Last night was a gem by Logan Webb, who had given up 5 earned runs last time he saw the Padres in San Diego, and he bounces back with that. And it's just like, Steiny, you just want good for your pitchers, all of them, especially when they ball out. And I thought last night, with the ball in his hands, Webb was reminding everybody just how filthy he is. But tell me if I'm going too far. Your favorite guy, Steiny, Pat Burrell, the hitting coach.
Yeah, he should be fired.
You're sorry, because we know you and Pat got history. But, like, when do you start looking at him? And I know that's the thing to do. It's like the Warriors were playing great defense. Look at Jerry Stackhouse. You know, I hadn't heard him speak in a while. Like, what's his take on everything?
I mean, I think you're
13 for 99.
I think you're overreacting. What if I said that? I think you're overreacting.
Well,
to a recent stretch, they've played 15 games is not even a quarter of the season.
Okay,
so they've hit a little rough spot with their bats, and to my way of thinking.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And they've hung in there. I mean, you look at a guy. Last night, you're right. I think last night's a game they should have won.
Yeah.
Okay, they didn't. How come? Well, they had a couple hard hit balls that you know, fell into gloves, essentially.
And they had a lot of good luck early. The Giants did. We've seen it. Walk-offs, Little League walk-offs where the DK throw the ball to one another. But I guess, Steiny, I'm not taking offense to you say I'm overreacting. I guess I'm just putting a big lens on the Giants as a whole. And you talked about it. Their division is a bear. And the Dodgers are losing pitchers left and right, and yet look at them. They can hit with the best of them. The Padres, you're right there on their bumper. But if you really want to do something to change, you know, the things that have happened the last 3 years to where you can't kind of, you know, take care of your own business and qualify for a wild card, I guess that's what I'm yearning for, is maybe another bat after going and getting Adames. That still is not enough, but if you could somehow, you know, pull off something to get another bat here, I don't think that's a luxury, Steiny. I think it's a necessity. I think the team needs it.
I can't disagree with you. They're not a great hitting team, and they also happen to play in a very difficult hitting ballpark. According to the numbers, it's the second hardest ballpark to hit in.
But they win games there.
How do they do it? Pitching and defense. Like I think this is just something that we've talked about for a while now, is the ballpark itself. If you don't have big boy boppers, then you're going to have to win games low scoring and with pitching, especially at this ballpark. They're what, 17-10 at home?
Yeah.
Good record.
Yeah.
They're one under, I think, on the road, which I think you take. I don't know what you do at this point. We're still looking at least a month plus till the trading deadline. I think you just kind of ride it out. And I'm not saying if something presents itself, you don't jump at it, but I don't think it's nearly time to panic, especially because they're still six games over 500.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know nobody cares about batting average right now, but I'll just talk about Matt Chapman, Steiny. If I asked you what do you think his batting average at home is this year, how would you answer that?
Who?
Matt Chapman.
At home?
Yeah.
210.
172.
Okay.
And I feel like he hits better when he's not in that park, but I just had that thought when you said, you know, it's a pitcher at defensive park, but 17-10 is, you'll take that all day. But I don't know what it is, man, but I just feel like when I watch him at the plate, his approach and others, Steiny, that they have the same at bat.
You asked earlier about Lo Webb, and boy, he's got to be feeling some kind of way. I saw the story in The Athletic today. It was on NBC Sports Bay Area.
All right.
They said Webb has been very optimistic. Take a listen.
I mean, this is a hard game. Baseball is a game of ebbs and flows. Some of the best teams in the history have gone through stretches where they, you know, have shows like this, but everyone in this room believes in ourselves, and I think we're going to be just fine. I mean, it's the beginning of June, we got 4 months of baseball left, and you know, we really love our guys in here, and we're a really united team league, and we're going to be fine. Like I guess it's the ebbs and flows. 162 weeks. No other sport plays as many games as we do. You're going to go through stretches where you might struggle, but that's what, honestly, I think those things make your team closer. We'll be just fine. I know it. Everyone in here knows it. And just got to keep grinding. Right? That's it.
Channeling his inner Jimmy Butler three times.
Aaron Rodgers. R-E-L-A-X.
We're going to be fine.
Like, I'm not panicked. I just want more form with the bats.
This from our good friend, Murillo.
Yeah, I see it.
He says, Goo, you're right, but this has still been a great start.
I give you that. I can't argue that, partner.
Right. Let's focus on the great start, maybe. You see, this is what we were talking
about
yesterday.
Or get out of this current slump. Because
are they in a slump? 7-8 over the last 15?
Well, hitting slumps, Donnie. We're running
hitting slump.
Yeah, there we go.
No, I'm not disagreeing. I'm not saying their bats have been explosive. I'm not saying that. But all you got to do is look at their lineup. and compare it to other teams right. that you love to compare them to, like the Dodgers, Padres, Phillies, et cetera. Guess what? They don't have that kind of lineup.
But
they
we're not asking them to be the 27 Yankees. We're just saying kind of take advantage of, you know, great outings by some of your guys on the bump. And that's kind of been a theme all season long, Steiny.
Let me ask you this, Goo, because when the season started, we all felt a certain way about the Giants, yeah. whether we thought they were going to be really good.
The last three seasons.
Right. And you lost another one over the weekend with the New York Knicks. You said they were going to beat the Indiana Pacers. They were never really in that series. And when are you going to pay that one off to Evan and myself?
Friday. I don't, Evan, what?
Promise?
It was,
Evan, oh, boy.
Evan, did you...
No, you wouldn't let me in that one. I wanted in, and then you refuted.
Right. You know what?
Goo!
Evan, I'll tell you what we'll do. Baby. We'll split that beer on Friday.
And Evan, give, I'm going to get him one just for being honest, because I thought I threw him in there, but all right.
No, I asked, and you said, no, I don't think I want to do that.
I don't want to sound like I'm worried, though, Steiny. I'm not. I just,
no, you are.
I want them to go get a Mike Trout or a Jimmy Butler. It's bigger than just these past 2 weeks. Like, do you think Mike Trout, like, when I bring that name up, do you think, Goo, you're... This ain't when he was in his prime, but look at Matt Stafford. Look what happened in Detroit. I always liked him and respected him. But look what happened when he came and got a change of scenery in L.A. I mean, things like that happen. Are we just going... I'm talking about Major League Baseball. Let Mike Trout rot away? He could come play right field for the Giants. Your boy Jung wouldn't even have to move.
He could be DH.
Steiny, I got him on my fantasy. Just got
right.
back.
And let me ask you this. Let's say you've had him on your fantasy team for the last 6 years.
Oh, yeah.
How's he been for you?
When he plays, fine.
Okay, when he plays.
Yeah, he's been hurt.
This is like, I got to do this because this is what I'm all about, clearly. He looks like Jimmy Butler to me. You're right.
Give me the case.
2020, 53 right. games. 2021, 36. 2022, he had a great year.
Well, it was a shortened season. 119. It was a shortened season.
Okay,
in
there
one
you
of
go.
Those.
Okay. 119.
All right. There we go.
82, 29, 33.
Yikes.
I mean, I think you
that's Grant Hill like.
Yeah, but go ahead. Go get him, right? No, I'm not scoffing at getting.
But I didn't like
Mike
that.
Trout.
82 with that boy.
I think.
But he was playing for nothing. So
what do you
we got to. I mean, his team was perennial losers. Ohtani left him. My point being, if you got him here, maybe kept him out in the field or periodically ran him out in the field. If he was up to that playing meaningful baseball, you get what the best out of what's left of him.
I mean,
and I got to think 2-3 years, Donnie.
925, is Steiny really scoffing at Guru saying the Giants should try to improve their offense? No, I'm not. Their offense is not very good right now. Over the last 15 games, it's been terrible. I'm not against going to get a bat. I'm just here to tell you that a lot of teams score 30 runs in 15 games. I'll bet you they go 5-10, maybe 4-11. They're 7-8. So I think that is a reason why you would panic less than if you were giving up a ton of runs and you had lost contact with being a 500 team.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think this Giants staff, who all deserves kudos, do you think they can keep this up, what they're doing, Steiny? This is what this a long season, 162, is about. You don't want to be so reliant on the margin of error being thin. And, you know, the dog days are coming. It gets hot. The ball travels. You don't have your best stuff. What if that, like the Dodgers and Padres, when I look at teams like that, even the Yankees,
well,
they throw offense at their
right,
problems.
Right, but we're not them. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, we're not. We don't have that kind of lineup. We have to do it another way. We can't assume we're going to score 8 runs a night. And, you know, I go back to the championship years. They had timely hitting for sure. But I didn't think any of those lineups were overly daunting. They got it done with pitching and defense. And I guess the question to ask now, which is fair, is, does that recipe still work?
And there,
10 years wow. later,
I was just going to say the game is real. I believe Steiny has really changed, but pitching and defense will never go out of style, just like family.
The other thing is, if we're talking about absolutely needing a bat, and yeah, Mike Trout's a great name, but what happens when you go get Mike Trout and then he's not a fixture in your lineup? So
it's a risk. I got it.
You know, I.
But don't again, I'm not saying personality, Steiny. Don't, if I asked you and Evan, honestly, don't the Giants, and I love Webb, but I'm talking about Evan.
You want to know what I'd really say to
that? Who's the guy?
What, are you crazy?
Who's the Draymond Green for the Giants?
Can I?
Yeah. Like, who's the Will Clark? Now, you may say, you're going to have it.
You're going to back out of this one, but you actually said, do you think Mike Trout's a personality? No, he's not. He's the most boring guy in baseball.
But his who he is and what he's done in this game is exciting. So I don't need words from him. You know what I mean? Derek Jeter didn't say much.
I hear you. But
like, who's flipping over a spread in the clubhouse? If is Melvin? I don't know. Maybe he is. I'm just asking. Because that's how I would manage it. I think we're getting closer to that juncture if this keeps up. And you could, it could change the night. But
I don't know. Let's listen to Bob Melvin. See if he feels.
All right.
Tell me. I'm going to give you this. You know, he's been asked about their offensive struggles, and you tell me if he's close to flipping a spread.
Really, the last couple innings were probably our best at bats throughout the course of the game. We smoked some balls in the later innings. Now, you know, we had some opportunities early on, and that ended up biting us that we couldn't push one across. We had bases loaded a couple times, and what were we one for? You know, yeah, we left 12 on base. But I thought our at-bats were good and a little unlucky in the last inning to hit two balls that hard.
Yeah. You know what, Goo? There's a very easy explanation, and you need to understand it.
Give it to me.
That's baseball.
I almost got her phone number. Yeah.
What's that?
I almost got her phone number. That don't count. You didn't get it. Pen ran dry. Almost don't count. And those were two hard-hit balls, Tony. I get it. But at the end of the day, 1 for 12 of runners in scoring position at home.
Yeah, they couldn't push one across.
You're right.
I mean, they couldn't push one across. And they've had trouble pushing runs across the last, you know, 2+ weeks. After the Padres are in town, who comes in after the Padres? Is it Cleveland? It's somebody better than Cleveland.
Atlanta.
So, I don't know, Goo. I think if you ask Giants fans, they're like you. They're frustrated with the hitting.
Yeah,
but
Murillo is right, and you said it too. I'll give you. I mean, are you happy with their start? Hell yeah. But I just need to know: is this a blip or is this who they are?
Don't worry about it.
Like, they're impotent right now with the bat.
Sure.
And there might not be appeal.
But like, this is kind of what we were talking about yesterday. We agree that they're having a pretty good year, right? But we've just spent.
Can we agree that they had a good start?
That, my man.
Having a good year is not. Like, that's like you're talking about the entire season being good because of a start.
Their record.
Yeah, the Warriors also started really well. Did they have a good season before they traded for Jimmy Butler?
Well, I'm willing to let it play out a little longer because the Warriors made their trade for Butler. The season was more than half over.
Yeah.
So I think that's fair, Evan. I mean, after their 12-4 start, they're 21-23.
Is that good?
No. It's not, Steiny. You have to say no.
It's not terrible.
But it's 44 games worth.
Right. So there you go. But you can't just get rid of the 12-4 start.
Oh, no,
now, again, if 2 weeks from now they go...
All right.
4-8 in their next 12, and they're not scoring, well, then we're getting to the halfway point of the season or closer to the halfway point of the season.
I know we're up against it, but real quick, Steiny, what batter, because we're talking about the batters, are you concerned with most on this team right now? Mine is Adamas. And now we'll go state the obvious. You got to give me some more. Maybe it's coming, but...
Well, I'll talk about Adamas on the other side, because in a way... You might think I'm crazy, but he's the guy that I worry about the least, because what can you do? You signed him for $180 million. He plays every day. You're not going to bench him. It's like you're
we've
stuck
got nine
with
airs now, Stoney.
Good, bad, or indifferent. 888-957-9570 is the number. Game two in the Giants four-game series with the Padres tonight. I'm looking forward to getting out there. They had a nice crowd out there last night. And how do you view the Giants' season so far? And I think Evan brought up a good point. I mean, they're six games over, but over the last 44, they're two games under. Overall, what's your satisfaction level with this team? What's coming up on a game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.